Today's shiur is Masechet Avodah Zarah, Tezvav, and we will begin on Daf Yud Daled Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Makom Shenarag Ulhemer Ulmenkar Behemah Daka, in the place where the minig is to sell to Nachrim a Behemah Daka, like goats and sheep, Machrim. The halacha is we may sell such animals to Nachrim. Makom Shenarag Ulshalaylimkar, and where the custom is that we don't. The Gemara will explain extensively why it would be such a halacha. A machrim, we're not allowed to sell them such animals. B'chamakim continues the Mishnah. However, everywhere is the halacha. Dein machrim l'hem behem agasa, and not we may not let sell them a large animal, as the Gemara is going to explain. The concern is that they may come to do melacha with that animal. The Gemara Masechet Gittin teaches us that if somebody did sell such an animal to a Nachri, the halacha is that he has to buy back that animal from the Nachri. And even if the Nachri raises the price even 100 times more than was sold for, the Jew has the obligation to buy it back. And the Yerushalmi says that just like we learn that somebody who sells a behemah gasa that went against what we just learned in the Mishnah, the halacha is that we fine him to buy back no matter what, says the Yerushalmi, we began our Mishnah with the question, what is the halacha about selling a behemah daka? And the Mishnah says it depends on local custom. Says the Yerushalmi that if the local custom, as we just identified in the Mishnah, is that we don't sell them a behemah daka, then the halacha is that the same halacha will apply, that the halacha is that we will have to pay whatever it takes to get it back. The Sefer Maravsim Igra asks the question. We know that the Torah tells us in Parshas Vayishlach that Yaakov, when he sent the present to Esav, gave Esav gemalim minikos, camels that nurse, and all sorts of other big animals. And the question is that didn't we just learn that we're now allowed to? Everybody agrees that we're now allowed to sell them or give them behemah gasa. So one teretz is that this halacha that our Mishnah is saying that we're now allowed to sell to them a behemah gasa is only to a Nachri. Esav wasn't a Nachri. Esav was a Yisrael Mumer. Another teretz that I saw is that, as we're going to learn, the halacha is that the Gemara is going to teach us that one may not sell directly to a Nachri these types of animals. But we're going to learn that if you sell it to the Nachri through a Shliach, then it's permissible. And as we know, as the Torah says there in the beginning of Parashas Yishlach, the way the animals were sold, they were sent through a shliach. And therefore, it's not usur because it was sent as a shliach. Another answer, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, is that Esav was not an individual who worked as a farmer and worked with the animals. And as we're going to learn in the Gemara, the question is that an animal is, it's only, we're going to learn the Gemara, if you know that the Nachri is going to kill the animal, then the halacha is that you're allowed to sell it to the Nachri if he's not going to work with the animal, and there won't be a question of him working with the animal Shabbos. Another teretz that I saw is that even though the Mishnah is telling us that we're not allowed to give to a Nachri, behemah gasa, that's only in a place where there are many Jews. And one who wants to do business with an animal could do his business with Jews. But here, it was a place there were no Jews. And there are Rishonim and Paiskim who suggest that when there are no Jews, then we're allowed to sell animals to a Nachri. Another teretz that I saw is that when there's a shiloh of sakonas nefashis, of life and death, then we're allowed to do business with a nochri, with animals. And as we know, the situation with nochri, with Esav, was a very serious situation. And therefore, because of Sakonis Nefashis, then that's an issue. And the last teretz that I saw to this question is, when is there concern about selling or giving a nochri a behema? It's only in a place where there are other Jews found there. And then, as we're going to learn the Gemara, the other Jew sees that I'm giving a nochri a behema, and it could cause all types of situations. But if we're in a place where there are no other Jews, and that was the case with Yaakov and Esav, obviously there were no other Jews available, then we don't have a concern. Then there's no concern of giving them a behema gasa. Continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda mata b'shvura. Rabbi Yehuda allows an animal that has a broken bone, and therefore, as we said a moment ago, there is no question that this animal is being sold to the nochri only to shech the animal for eating, because it's not going to be able to work with it. Then it's permissible. Ben Meseira mata b'sus. Ben Meseira says that one could sell a horse to a nochri, because as we're going to learn, and we quoted this Gemara already previously in our shiurim, that horses were meant for riding, and there is no iser of the raisa when somebody rides on an animal because of the conversation, because of the halacha of chai noises atzmain. And in fact, many Rishonim bring up the point that this halacha of chai noises atzmai seems to be the opinion of everyone. So if everyone agrees the chai noises atzmai, now we have a question: why would the Rabbanan disagree with Ben Beseira? And the answer is because when a human being is on an animal, so there we have a concept of chai noises atzmai. But when it's a bird or another animal on an animal, there we don't have the concept of chai noises atzmai. And the Rabbanan were concerned that maybe people are going to use that animal, that the animal won't be just used for human beings, where we have the concept of chai noises atzmai. The animal may be used for birds or other animals, that there we don't have the concept of chai noises atzmai. Since we don't have the concept of chai noises atzmai, that's why the Rabbanan hold that horses are the same. The Memra asked the Gemara that, based on where we just began the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says it depends on the minig, lememra, does that mean the sur leka? There is no iser to sell a behema daka. Minhagu deka. It's only dependent on minig. Hecha de nog iser nog. Where is a minig that you can't sell, you can't? Hecha de nog heter. And where the minig is that you may, you may. For many, ask the Gemara, we're going to learn a Mishnah Mitzashem on daf chopeis. The Mishnah says, we're not allowed to leave an animal by a place that's owned by non-Jews. There's a concern we'll mate with those animals. And as we've learned in our Mishnah already, there is Isra of Lifnei Evil Asita Mechshol, even with Nachrim. And by putting an animal in those circumstances, we may be causing that the Nochri should do the Aveira. Amar Rav, says Rav, Makom Shita Limchor, that the place that our Mishnah says that we're allowed to sell a Nochri Behema, Hetira L'Yachid, they're not concerned that the Nochri is going to do that with a Behema. Makom Sh'Asu L'Yachid, but the place where Chazal said that we're not allowed to keep a nochri alone with an animal, that is the place Oslimkar. In other words, the way to understand the Gemara is that these two halachas actually travel together. And the halacha of being concerned, will the nochri do this with the animal, is the basis for the concern if we're allowed to sell such an animal to the nochri. Gemara gives a different teretz. Belezer Omer, apemakom she'asul yachid, even in a place where we are concerned about the nochri being left alone with the animal, mutar limkor. Still, the halacha is that you would be allowed to sell. Because the reason the Mefarshim explained where Rabbi Elazar wants to say such a teretz, because if the iser, if the din of selling an animal is connected to the din, we're allowed to leave an animal alone. We're allowed to leave an animal alone with a nachri, so it shouldn't be a minig. Our Mishnah says it depends on a minig. The way if these two halachas travel together, when the Mishnah taught us about leaving a nachri alone with an animal, the Mishnah did not there connect it to a minig. And if these two halachas are traveling together, then our Mishnah shouldn't have just called it a minig. Rabbi Elazar Omer, therefore Rabbi Elazar says, "Apa makom shasul yachid mutar limkor." Ask them, "My tama, why are we not? Why would we be allowed to sell? Why should we not be concerned that the nachri is going to do this with the animal and will be over lifnei iver?" Answers the Gemara, "Over kacham chasa behem tishloit akar." When a person has relations with an animal, it causes the animal to become sterile. And if the animal belongs to the nachri, so now the nachri won't do this because he's not worried. He will not do this because he has the much to lose. Says the Gemara, Af Rav, that explained the Gemara that it's connected, these two halachas, about leaving a nachri alone with an animal, and the halach of selling such an animal to a nachri travel together, says the Gemara, Af Rav Hadabe. Actually, Rav retracted from that consideration. Damra Tachlifa Amrav Shila Bar Avimi Mishmei the Rav. The nachri will not do something like this because he doesn't want to cause his animal to be sterile. So now there's an obvious question. If we're learning now, there's never a concern that the animal that belongs to the nachri, that the nachri is going to have relations with it because he doesn't want to make his animal sterile. So now we have a very simple question. So why would anybody say that we're not allowed to sell an animal to the nachri? So the Rishonim respond that one concern is that sometimes the nachri can't overcome his inclination to do something like this, even though he recognizes the price for doing it will be that his animal will become sterile, but he's unable to overcome his yetzahara, and that's why they said, don't sell this type of animal to a nachri. Or, the Ran explains that Chazal were concerned that if we're going to sell animals to nachrim, we may start leaving animals that we didn't sell to the nachri with the nachri. In order to avoid such a situation, Chazal said, don't even sell them the animal because you may come to leave the animal with them. We learned in the Mishnah further, V'kamakim, everywhere the halacha is, Eimachim mehem agasa, we're not allowed to send them mehem agasa. My tama, what's the reason? Answers the Gemara, as we just learned, Ne delervia loy chashinan, we're not concerned that the nachri is going to mate with that animal because the guy, because he doesn't do that with the animal he owns because he realizes the repercussions are that the animal will become sterile. However, ma'avad ba melacha chashinan, we're concerned that the nachri is going to work. The Rishonim, the Rashba, points out that this concern of the animal becoming sterile would only be a concern by a female. But why would we be allowed to do a male? The guy is not worried that the animal becomes sterile because it's a male. So the Rishonim explained, in answer to that question, that the halacha is that the halacha that even if the animal who's a male doesn't become sterile, there's still a concern that the animal will become weakened by such a situation. And since there's a concern that the animal will become weak because of that, that's why the halacha is that we don't differentiate between a male and a female. Ask the Gemara, so we're worried now by the Behema Gasa that the person, the Nachri, is going to work with that animal on Shabbos. But ask the Gemara, V'nai kivin dezav navid, what does that bother us? Kivin dezav yakanaya. Once the animal belongs to the Nachri, there is no problem because Shabbos doesn't apply to Nachrim. And therefore, since Shabbos doesn't apply to Nachrim, so then let the now that the animal belongs to the Nachrim, big deal. Answers the Gemara, Chazal were concerned that if we allow you to sell the behemoth to the Nachri, you may come to lend the animal to the Nachri. And if you may come to lend the animal to the Nachri, you also may come to rent the animal to the Nachri. And therefore, the animal, at this point, the Gemara is saying, becomes the Nachri's animal. The animal still belongs to the Jew, and that's why we're worried. But ask the Gemara, why is that? Sheila Kanya, the Halacha tells us that when somebody borrows something, he becomes the owner of that animal, that object. And the reason is, the Rishonim explain, because the Halacha is that a Shoyel, somebody who borrows something, is Chayv Be'Einsim, is Chayv even for anything, and that makes the animal be considered his. The Agra Kanya, and the fact that he pays rent gives him ownership in the animal, says the Gemara. So ask the Rishonim, if now we're saying that this is a new point, that if I lend it or I rent it, it's the Nachri, so why is there Lifnaiver? And Rishonim give a very simple teretz. They say, just like we're responsible to make sure that the Jews don't do an Aveira, which is an Aveira for a Nachri, we have the responsibility to make sure that the Nachri doesn't do that Aveira. And since we have that responsibility, if that was the concern, then we would not have a right to sell it to them or to rent it to them or to lend it to them. So that can't be the concern. Elam Rami Bereidu Yavi Mishum Nesyani. We're concerned that we're going to give the Nachri the animal to test drive. The Zimna de Zavna La'ale. Sometime we sell the animal to the Nachri. Samach L'shkir Zacham de Mal Shabbos, right before Shabbos, Friday afternoon. And Amalei, and the Nachri says to the Yisrael, Ta Naisi Nahale. Let's see how this animal works. How will that happen? V'shamle L'kale. The animal knows the voice of its original Jewish owner, hears that voice, Vazla Machmasei, and because it hears that voice, it will work, it will walk. Says the Gemara, the Nichle the Tezel, and obviously that's something which the Jew is most happy to happen, because he wants that the Nachri should see that this is an animal that's capable. Vavale Mechamer Achabahemte B'Shabbos, so now he's doing the Aveira Mechamer, that the animal is walking because of him. And the halacha is that that's considered a very serious aveira, because the halacha is hamachamer acha behemte b'shabbes chayiv chatas. So the mefarshim point out that why did the Gemara have to add the nichle de tezel, that the Yisrael is happy that the animal walks because of him. The isser is because the animal's walking because of the Jew. And that isser happens as soon as the animal starts to walk. What is the Gemara adding the Nichalei? So the Rishonim answered, there's a concept of psikresha. Psikresha means psikresha, that I know something will happen, it's also for me to do it. The words of psikresha mean, will I cut off the head of a chicken? Psikresha v'lemus, I won't die. But when we speak about psikresha, the halacha is that only applies by psikresha the Nichalei. By psikresh to loy nichle, if what's going to happen is something that doesn't make a difference to me, I don't care, that's not called a psikresha. Says the Gemara, here we're talking about a psikresha, the nichle, because that's going to seal the deal. And since that's what's going to seal the deal, it makes it a psikresha, the nichle, of the melacha of Mechamer. So the Rishonim ask, why does the Gemara have to say the Isra of Mechamer? At this point, until the Nachri agreed to buy the animal still belongs to the Yisrael. And if the animal works on Shabbos, he's violating Shvisas Behemtai. So why didn't the Gemara say that that's the concern? So Taisus, quoting the Rishonim, says that the Isser of Shvisas Behemtai is not as serious of an Isser as Mechamer. And because of Shvisas Behemtai, for that alone, Chazal wouldn't have made an Isser. They only made the Isser because Mechamer, which is a Malacha, the Raisa. The Rashba explains that where does this entire event take place, that the animal is walking because of the Yisrael's voice? It's happening in Rishus HaYachid. And in Rishus HaYachid, there, it's not considered Shvisis Behemtai. But Issa Mechamer, if an animal is working because of you, applies even to Rishus HaYachid, and that's why the Gemara chose the Issa Mechamer. The Rivas says that the concern that somebody is dafka going to sell the animal Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos, right before Ben Hashmashes, is a most unlikely concern. And therefore, because Shvisis Behemtoi, we wouldn't make a gzeira. But, as the Gemara indicates, when we speak about Mechamer, Mechamer is a more serious aveira, comes, as the Gemara says, with a chi of chattas. So even in an unusual situation, like the Gemara is identifying, where the animal is walking because of my voice, and I sold it right before Shabbos, but since it's a chi of chattas, Chazal made a gzeira. Another pshat that the Ran says that normally the way it works is that they make a deal, the buyer and the seller. The buyer pays, and then they do the test drive if it works. So at this point, the animal already belongs to the Nachri. Since the animal already belongs to the Nachri, there is no concern of Shvisis Behemtai. But when we speak about the Isser of Mechamer, the Isser Mechamer applies even to an animal which I don't own. And that's why the Gemara chose the Isser of Mechamer versus the Isser of Shvisis Behemtai. The Cheshek Shleima gives a different teretz. And he says there is actually a question if women are obligated in the mitzvah of Shvisis Behemtai. Because the mitzvah of Shvisis Behemtai is a mitzvah sasei, and the question is, it might be a mitzvah sasei magrum, it's limited to Shabbos. So now the question will be, if the isser that the Gemara would identify was Shvisis Behemtai, then the halacha would be that if the seller is a woman, by a woman there's no concern of Shvisis Behemtai. But if we say, however, that the concern is Mechamer, which is a lav, when we speak about Lavin, there's no difference between men and women. And that's why, because the Isser Shvisis Behemtai might be only applicable to men versus Mechamer, which is applicable to men and women equally, the Gemara chose the Isser Mechamer over the Isser of Shvisis Behemtai. Continues the Gemara, Maskula Rashesh Breder of Idi, Uschiris Mikanya, was saying that if we rent it to him, it becomes the Nachri's. Ask the Gemara, we learned, the Mishnah says, the Gemara speaks about renting an apartment to a Nachri in Eretz Yisrael, because the halacha is that one is not allowed to sell them a dwelling in Eretz Yisrael, because the Torah teaches us, we're not allowed to give them ownership of property in Eretz Yisrael. And the halacha is, where the halacha allows us to rent them an apartment, the halacha is that we can rent them a warehouse, but we can't rent them an apartment. The Nachri brings into the home that's owned by the Jew, an avodah zara, and the Torah says, but ask the Gemara, if we're learning now that we rent something, it becomes the property of the renter. When the Nachri is bringing the avodah zara into the home, he's only bringing it in to his own home. So why should that be a problem? Answers the Gemara, correct. Somebody who rents something becomes the owner. But when we speak about avodah zara, the Torah is particularly strict. The Torah says, so even though you technically are not the owner of this apartment anymore because you rented it out, Chazal was so concerned about bringing Avodah Zarah to anywhere, and this house is ultimately going to return to you when the lease is up. That's why Chazal was strict in this case. Maskula, So ask the Gemara another question on this halacha of renting. Maskler of Yitzchak B'Rei D'Mashasha Uschiris Mikanya, is it considered when you rent something that it becomes yours? But Tanan, Yisrael Shesach HaPayar Mikoyin, if Yisrael rented an animal from the Koyin, so, and he has to feed the animal, Yachilenek Hashine Truma, the Yisrael has animal food, which is Truma, and he could give that Truma animal food to the animal, because the animal still technically belongs to the Koyin. And the halacha is, the Torah says, anything the Koyin owns belongs to the Koyin, and since it belongs to the Koyin, it could eat Truma. But the Rishonim point out, it has to be food that is animal food. Because if it's food that could be eaten by a human, any Truma that could be used that could be eaten by an animal, by a person, by a Koyin, may not be fed to an animal. But here we're talking about, like I said, animal food which cannot be eaten by an animal. The Koyin, the next case, the Koyin should suck upon Yisrael. If a Koyin rented an animal from Yisrael, even though it's part of the rental agreement, the Koyin has to feed the animal. He may not serve the animal kashine truma. But ask the Gemara of Yisrael Kedatach. It was saying schiris kanya, that when you rent something, it becomes yours. Amai lo yichlena, why can't the kain feed it truma pari the day he el shmamina schiris lo kanya. From here we must learn that if you rent something, you don't become the owner of it. And it continues the Gemara, that when you rent something, doesn't make you the animal. The reason of not selling an animal to the Nachri is Gzeir Mishim Schiris, because you may come to rent it to him. Gzeir Mishim Shaili, you may come to lend it to him. Gzeir Mishim Nishani, and the other concern that we learned, that the Nachri may test it with your involvement on Erev when it's already Shabbos, and you'll be Oiva Mechamer, also applies. Here the Gemara said that a Yisrael who rents an animal from a Koyin, and he may feed that animal Truma. But it's interesting, when we look at Rashi points out that what Truma may he feed this animal? He may feed this animal Truma that he owns, because he had a grandfather, his mother's father was a Koyin, and he yashined that, he inherited that Truma. It's interesting to point out, the Rashi says that's the case. Rashi doesn't say that he could give him just any truma that he has. From here we see, to explain the Mefarshim in understanding Rashi's opinion, that if a Yisrael has truma in his possession, he has an obligation to give that truma to the Koyin. And he can't just use that truma to feed an animal that belongs to a Koyin. Here we're dealing with a very unique situation. We're dealing with a situation where the Yisrael fully owns that Truma. Since the Yisrael fully owns that Truma, that's when the Halacha allows the Yisrael to feed the Nachri the Truma that he owns, even though he can't eat it because he's Yisrael. Says the Gemara of Ad Shar Lezuni Chamra Aida de Safsira. As we mentioned earlier in our shir, that even though we're not allowed to sell an animal to Nachri, but if there's a broker in between, it's mutter. Imishum Nishani, because if the concern is that this animal is going to walk on Shabbos because the owner, he recognizes the owner's voice, says the Gemara, the owner isn't part of this deal. The animal doesn't recognize the voice of the broker. Vimishum Shel of Eschiris. What about the concern that if you're going to sell it, you may come to lend it or rent it, and then it still belongs to the Yisrael, and we have a concern of Shvisas Behemtai? Says the Gemara, Kim de Lav de Dehu, since it doesn't belong to the broker, so he was charged to sell it. He doesn't have Doi Moshev Leimoger. He has no right to rent it or lend it. Void, we don't have to be concerned, says the Gemara, that he's going to rent it or lend it. What the broker is interested in doing is sealing the deal. Because he's concerned that if he rents it and lends it to the Nachri, while he's only renting it or borrowing it, he may recognize that there's a problem with this animal, and he'll not end up buying it. So the broker is only willing to sell, not rent or lend. But Tysus asks a question. Tysus asks, yes, so the Gemara gave a good explanation why there's a difference, good explanations why we differentiate between a broker and a person who owns the animal. But we've been learning throughout our shiur that the concern is maris ayin. And since that there's a concern of maris ayin, how will the person who sees this happening recognize that I'm just a broker, I'm not an owner of the animal? So Tysus says that if I'm a broker and not an owner, people know that. Another teretz that Tysus suggests, that the whole halacha that we're learning in today's shiur is a gzeira. And Chazal did not make a gzeira l'gzeira. Rav Huna Zovin, he paralyzed the Chavim. Rav Huna sold an animal to the Chavim. Amar Chazdad, my tama Ovid Marhachi. How did you do this? Amale, Eimel Shkita Zavna. I know that the animal was sold to be eaten, and therefore all the concerns that we've been mentioning our shear don't apply shvisas behemtoi or nesshiny because the animal is going to be killed. So the rishonim explained that Rav Papa was speaking about a kosher animal, and by kosher animal, the Mishnah didn't make this differentiation, asked the Rishonim. Why not? So Rashi suggests that a kosher animal has many customers. And therefore, since a kosher animal has many customers, the assumption could be that it's being sold to eating. A non-kosher animal doesn't have that many customers, and there we have to be concerned it's being used for work. Tysus suggests that apparently a parah, cow, is not that usable for work. And therefore, the concern that the animal is going to be used for work is much less. The Rosh explains that it really depends on the seller and buyer's knowledge and knowledge of each other. The Mishnah is talking about where I, the seller, know that this buyer is a farmer and uses animals for work. Whereas here, we're speaking about a situation where I know this person is in the meat business, and therefore I'm comfortable to sell it to him because I know he's going to use for that purpose. Along the same approach, the Ramban says that this heter that Rav Papa just taught us is speaking explicitly about a situation where the buyer is a butcher. When I'm selling an animal to a butcher, it's safe to assume that he's going to use it for shechita. Says the Gemara, "Menot tamei reading kai gavna." And what is the basis to say that this is a legitimate approach? The Tanan, the Mishnah in Masechet Shemitah, Shviyas teaches us, "B'shamayim loyinka adam para chareshes b'shviyas." You're not allowed to sell somebody who we're concerned doesn't keep Hilchas Shemitah. We're not allowed to sell an animal that does plowing in the Shemitah year because we're concerned that he's going to use it for plowing in the Shemitah year. From here we see that Beis Hillel's opinion is that wherever there's a legitimate explanation what is happening and that's not something that's usher, we don't say lifnei iver. Amar Rav Midami. Hasam, there, when we speak, how can we compare the two sugis, says the Gemara? Hasam, in other mitzvah al shvi'is behemta b'shvi'is. I don't have to make sure that my animal doesn't work in the Shemitah year. And therefore, there's no concern of naiver. Hacha, Adam Mitzvah Shvi'is Behemta Shabbos. I have an Isser Shvi'is Behemta, as we learned earlier. And I have to make sure that my animal doesn't work on Shabbos. Amalei Abaye, Kol Heichad Adam Mitzvah Osir. Is that true, says the Gemara, that if I may not do something, the halacha is that I have to be concerned? Very sada. Let's talk about a property. We, of course, may now work on our property in the Shemitah year, as the Torah Kedosha says, Shabbos Shabbos on Yil Aretz. But Tanan, yet we learned, B'shamar Meloyivka Adam stay near B'shvius. B'shamar says, I can't sell a property that could be worked on in the Shemitah year. B'shil Materim, and I Shiach Alaviro. I could sell it to him because he could leave it open. But a field, everybody agrees you're not allowed to work on. If everybody agrees that you're not allowed to work on, how could I sell such a field to a person that I have that I am concerned will not keep Shemitah? Says the Gemara. Another question. Maskler Rashi. Is the halacha that when the person doesn't have a personal concern, a personal isser, then we could be lenient? Very kalim. When we speak about a plow, for example. They know the mitzvah of shvius is kelim b'shvius. The halacha is I'm not allowed to work the field in the Shemitah year. My kelim, there's no din, the tools, the tanan, and the Mishnah Masechta Shvius says, elam kelim sh'en adam rishayim l'machem b'shvius. We're not allowed to sell the following tools to somebody who we're concerned is going to work with them in the Shemitah year. Hamachrei shev kol kaleo, the plow, and everything that comes along with a plow. Ha'ol, the yoke that's put around the animal that works in plowing. Hamazara. So I saw two different pshatim. It could either mean a pitchfork, that the pitchfork was used to work in the field, or it's like a shovel. Vadekar is also a type of a shovel. So we see that even though there's no isser of shvisis behemtoi, shvisis kalim, we're still not allowed to sell the animal. Says the Gemara Omer of Ashi. There is the way to understand it is as follows, as we started. Kol echad ikla mitla talinan, wherever the halacha is that we could say that the buyer won't do anything wrong with it, we can rely on that. Vav gav the mitzvah, even though I have to be careful about it. Kol echad ikla mitla, but where we don't have a legitimate excuse and we have to be concerned that he's going to do something wrong with it, Loi talinan, we can't be lenient. We can't sell it to such a customer. I've got Dana Mitsuvi, even though I don't have an isser to not let the Nachri work with my animal or my kalim, I still have to be machma. Says the Gemara, Ravin Zavin Ahu Chamro. Ravin sold a donkey, Li Yisrael Achashalim Kalev Kachavim, to Yisrael that we were concerned will sell it to a Nachri. Amal Abaya. So Baya asked Rabbi, "My tama over Marachi, how did you do this?" Amalei, I know Yisrael Zivni. I did what I'm supposed to do. I sold it to Yisrael. Asked the Gemara, Amalei. So Baya asked him, "But how could you be lenient? Isn't Vaha also Mazbele of Kachavim? He's going to sell it to a Nachri." Answers the Gemara, "Loved Kachavim Kamazben Yisrael like Kamazben." He says, "What makes you say that he certainly will sell it to a Nachri? He may sell it to a Jew, and therefore I don't have to be concerned." And the way the Rishonim explain that when we speak about the Isser of Lifnei Iver, there's an Isser of Lifnei Iver, but there's no Isser of Lifnei Lifnei. And since there's no Isser of Lifnei Lifnei, as long as I sold it to a Jew, I don't have to be further concerned. Eisfe asked the Gemara, the Brisa teaches us, where does a minig that they sell these type of behemad daka to a kuti we may? And where does a minig shloy limkar a meichrim? The kutim, we know, are a nation that were brought to Israel through the king of Asher at the time of Beis Hamikdash Rishon. Because the Israel was at that point desolate, there were wild animals running around Israel. And they became gerim out of fear. And there's a discussion often in Shas about the status of the kutim. Because the Gemara typically says they followed what it said in Torah Shebiksav. However, they did not follow Torah Shebapeh. And we often have a machlokes in Shas. Do we consider them real gerim or not? So Gemara says that the different menhagim about selling them a behemah daka. My tama. Ilema mishum d'chshidi arivia. If of course we're concerned that they may mate with the animal, ask them our michshidi. Is there such a concern? For Tanya, the Brisa says, "Ema midim behemah ben kosh leib d'chavim." We learned that we may not leave animals, as we discussed at the beginning of the shiur, by the nochrim. Zacharim etzel zacharim. We can't leave male animals by males. The kevis, we can't leave female animals etzel the kevis. Vein tzarch loimer, the kevis etzel zacharim. We certainly can't leave female animals by men. Zacharim etzel on the kevis, nor male animals by females. Vein meisim behem leroy shohen. Nor can we leave an animal with their shepherd. Vein mesyachtem imam. We can't be left alone with the nochrim because there's a concern that they may harm us, murder us. We may not leave our children by them who are teachers, even to teach them studies, nor to teach them a profession. By the kutim, we can leave the animals, no matter what the situation is. Zacharmates on the cavus. Male animals by female, by women. The kevus etz zacharim. Female animals by men. The ainsar klem zacharim etz zacharim. We could certainly leave male animals by men. When the kevus etz kevus, we could leave female animals by female, by women. A meisim b'chaim l'roi shalhan. If the shepherd is a kuti, we could give him the animal. U'miyachtem imayim, we could remain alone with them. A meislam tinnik l'am de'seif l'am de'umnes. Am loy chashidi. So we're not concerned. Because we, even though we're not concerned, why should we not be concerned that they're going to sell it to a nochri? We have a raya that. So now we have a question: why was Rabba allowing? But we are concerned to understand. We are concerned they're going to sell it to a nochri, and that's why they're minhagim not to sell them such an animal. So why was Rabba allowed to sell this animal to a Yisrael that we have a concern is going to sell it to a Nachri? Vaitanya continues the Gemara with another kasha. The Mishnah, the Brisa says, Eimer kalam loy zayin, we're not allowed to sell to Nachrim weapons, for like kli zayin, anything that is like a handle for a weapon. Then meshchizim lam says zayin, we're not allowed to sharpen weapons for them. Vaimer kalam loy sadin, that we can't sell them chains which they chain prisoners with in the feet, v'loy kalurin, not chains that they put around the neck, v'loy kavolim, not these type of big ropes that again are used to tie up prisoners, v'loy shalshalos shabazel, not metal chains, echad avik chavim v'chikutim. This applies both by enochim by kutim. Main my tama. Why is the reason that the Bryce is saying we can't sell them to a kuti? If the concern is that the kutim are murderers, says the Mara, can we say that? Then we just learned, we can remain alone with the kutim, and we need not be concerned that they're going to do any murder. We see that there's a concern that the kutim, even though we're not concerned about their behavior, may do something like this, may sell it to a nachri. So we see there is a concern when you're going to sell something to a nachri. V'chi teimi, if we're going to say the reason we're machmer by kutim is kutim lo yavet tshuva, the kutim don't do tshuva, and if even if the chacham say you shouldn't sell it to a nachri, they don't care. Yisrael of a tshuva, but a Yisrael, there's always the chance we'll do tshuva and we'll accept our locha that we're not allowed to sell it to a nachri. Just like the halacha is that we're not allowed to sell an animal to a nachri, as we've been discussing throughout our shir, kach osolimkar li yisrael achashlim kalayv kachavim, and we don't say, well, hopefully he'll do tshuva. Says the Gemara, a very strong question, and because of this strong question, Rav Basrei, Rava ran after that Jew who he allowed to sell the animal to a non-religious Jew. Vikadamri Parsa Bahala. He ran of it one parsa in sand, which is difficult to run in. V'loy atkre, and some say it was three parsa, one say it was one parsa in the sand, which is difficult to run through. V'loy atkre, he couldn't catch it. Omer Rav Dimi Bar Abba. G'derek Shosolimka Alayv Kachavim. Just like we learned that we're not allowed to sell all these types of weapons to Nachri, Aslam Kalalistam Yisrael, we're not allowed to sell it to a Jew who we're concerned is going to use it in the wrong way. Hechidamis, ask the Gemara, if the Jew was speaking about is a type of Jew that we're concerned is going to murder somebody, pshita. Of course we may not sell it to him. He's no different, Haina Avdik Chavim. He's no different than a Nachri. Vida loy kotel, and he was not the type of Jew that's going to kill somebody, a my loy, why can't we sell it to him? Answers the Gemara loylam de loy kotel. We're not talking about a Jew that will do murder. Hachamai skinen b'shemushta. Here we're talking about somebody who forces people to give up their money. He's not a murderer, but he's an extortionist. And the zimnan da'avalat sulei nafshei. Sometimes that when he tries to extort money, the person fights back. The person who he's trying to extort fights back. And when that person fights back, now it becomes a situation of self-defense. And even though normally he would not be the kind of person that would use a weapon to kill somebody, here he will. And because such situations come up, the Chazal said that even to such a Jew who's not really a murderer, don't sell any weapons to him.